I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, good Tuesday, everyone. It is Dom time. Welcome in. Coming up, we're going to talk with top attorney Chuck Peruto Jr., who is throwing his hat into the ring to run against Larry Krasner, at least to run as a Republican in the primary in Philadelphia. The more the merrier with that. And love to get your reaction to what we just played you. I can't imagine. We're not dealing with now stuff that's not life and death. We're dealing with kids. We're dealing with their future. All the evidence is there. And yet the Biden people continue. And this is where I realize I try not to just complain about it. But it is the ongoing battle with the fake news that the media just doesn't follow up on this and doesn't make the point again and again and again. You're stalling here. You're trying to figure what can you dangle in front of the teachers' unions to get them to comply. The mediator is still mediated. Why did this guy not look at Philadelphia schools during all this hiatus, during all this time, so that we'd have some kind of decision? Yes or no, can they go back to school? But no, it goes on and on and on and on. But the suburban parents, why are they being held captive? Are they just lemmings? They're so glad to be rid of Trump, they don't care about their kids. Now, yesterday, 7 people murdered in Philadelphia. It's still on a Monday, not even a weekend. Bringing the total, at least as far as what I've seen, to 62. My cop buddies might tell me if it's more than that. Around a month and change in Philadelphia. Just on a record pace that's unbelievable. Who's responsible for that? Well, most of city council, Jim Kenney, but mainly the guy who has a docuseries that dropped last night. He's a national star of the mob. Sundance Festival and the like, PBS. They can't get enough of Larry Krasner and what a genius he is to reform the criminal justice system. Well, here's someone who knows about that system, Chuck Peruto Jr., is a world-class local attorney who has been trying cases forever, and he's running against Larry Krasner. He's with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Chuck, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Good morning.
Well, Chuck, what's the main reason to run against Krasner? You have a very big law practice. You're much in demand. You like the Jersey Shore and all that stuff. Why bother doing all this stuff? Why get involved in this?
Well, I was born and raised and educated in Philadelphia, and I really love this city, and I've actually done everything there is to do. Mm-hmm. And when I see what's happening in our streets all around the nation, I can't just sit idly by. It's not my nature. It's not my personality to let this go on.
What do you attribute it to directly that Krasner's doing, or what is it that's driving 62, a cop just that knows, texted me, just in the first part of this year, month and change, Chuck, what is it that's driving it?
Mindset. Larry Krasner doesn't realize that punishment does deter crime. We could see that when the police were not arresting anybody with all the looting during the protests. When the word gets out, hey, they're not locking anybody up, people come out of their houses and go do their neighborhood stealing, smashing windows and grabbing whatever they can. You can't have lawlessness. You have to have punishment for crime. And what we don't have is that right now. He's a public defender dressed up as the district attorney, and he has no philosophy whatsoever on fighting crime.
Now, they would say, well, you're a defense attorney. You have been, right? I don't remember if you were a prosecutor at one point. Your dad is probably the best, you know, that I've ever been around, had on the air as far as that. So you're right there in that same vein. So you're a defense attorney, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I hear from my clients day in and day out how they're laughing. They do this, they could do that. They get away, here's how you do this, here's how you do that. And I intend to use that information. It's exactly why the FBI hires hackers, why the FBI will actually employ people who look at child pornography so that they could learn and go after these people in the future. I am going to employ 41 years of knowledge of Philadelphia and realize exactly what you have to do. When the chief law enforcement officer of the county says, under no circumstances will I ever seek the death penalty, that man is not qualified to be in office. Because I've had cases where a drug dealer will kidnap a rival. Start with the fingers, cut the fingers off, cut the toes off, cut the tongue off, cut the lips off. And then when the person expires because they can't take it anymore, put them in a 55-gallon drum, seal it up with steel, and then go dump it. That person is so depraved, there is no chance at rehabilitation. I say death. And if you don't at least seek it, you have skirted your duty.
Well, you had a pretty famous case. I don't know if it's the last one in the city, Chuck, who was actually executed. You would know, all-time famous case of Gary Heidnik standing there saluting and saying he wanted the death penalty, and he got it, and he got it, thank God.
Today after 12 years of do-gooders filing appeals on his behalf, that we would actually have to sue to knock them out because they don't have a client. Gary Heidnik never appealed his case, yet it takes 12 years to be executed. He was the real deal, clinically insane, but not legally insane, because I don't think anybody can meet that test. But there's an example of a guy who deserved the death penalty, and he knew it. And he knew it. But we have no one who wanted to sign the death warrant. So, you know, it's an example. It's not the best example of the death penalty, but don't tell me that we're not going to seek the death penalty just because some appellate court is eventually going to overturn it anyway. So you shirk your responsibility? Hey, let him sit on death row for 20 years. See how he likes it. See how it, so that the families of the deceased, someone's brother who is lost, mother, sister, when a guy's on death row and he has no contact with the outside world, that's extra punishment than life in prison, and no one's going to convince me that it's not.
Why run as a Republican, then? Why not run as a Democrat or independent or something? Why the Republican Party? What's your thought?
Well, the Democrats are tripping over each other so they could see who could be more liberal. It's an easy, because the Republican Party is that of law and order and has always been. I would like to just digress for a second with the Democrats and their debate over a safe injection sites. That is an oxymoron created by morons. A safe injection site. Hey, let's get all these drug abusers in one place so that they could all party together and they could all converse. Hey, where'd you get your drugs? Oh, I got them from Tom. How much? $5. Oh, I got them from Phil. How much? $4. Let me try yours. No, let me try yours. This is a great idea. It's a brilliant idea. I love it. These guys are just geniuses.
Absolutely. So you will not run, though, apparently. I saw that somewhere. Chuck Peruto Jr. with us. Chuck, if Carlos Vega, who we like too, running against Krasner, former homicide chief, guy who grew up in North Philly, if he wins the primary, right?
Listen, why would I run when the whole purpose of my running is to help Philadelphia? It's not about ego. It's not about Chuck Peruto. It's about the city. So if Carlos Vega beats him, then there's no need for me.
Absolutely. We're talking with Chuck Peruto. What do you think happens next now around this, Chuck? You've given us some of the broad strokes on this. Inside the criminal justice system, what is it about Krasner specifically that he's doing? What's the I should have asked you this. the police, cops, that's another aspect of it. On that, mm-hmm. he's vengeful. He never relents when it comes to police.
He is not law enforcement. He is a public defender dressed as a public pretender. He does not care about law enforcement, and they don't care about him. He has an agenda, and the agenda is hurting our citizens. The people in the minority communities are suffering the most, and we've heard that day in and day out. And the black people are sick of hearing it because they feel that nobody's really going to do anything about it. When you say black-on-black crime, blacks don't even like that term because they say, listen, you just want to appease us and stroke us 2 weeks before the election and tell us you're going to do this and do that. I'm going to tell you, I'm prosecuting these people. I'm going to prosecute your next-door neighbor. You want to break in your house after getting high and robbing you blind, and then you don't want to come down to court and testify against them? I'm going to make it easy. We're going to take our resources and realign them instead of having a bunch of assistant district attorneys walking around doing nothing. We're going to go out, pick up the witnesses, bring them into a nice room, give them coffee, help them, talk to them, encourage them. That's how prosecutions are made. You can't just stand up to a judge and say, well, judge, I mailed out a subpoena on Wednesday and the witness isn't here, so I have to move to dismiss.
Exactly.
Your job starts long before the case is called by a judge. You got to do your homework. You got to really want to convict a person, and I know how to do it.
Absolutely. Chuck Peruto, Godspeed on this. And do you have a website set up, Chuck, or Facebook or whatever? Where do people find you?
PerutoForDA.com. It's up and running since yesterday. So, boy, am I prepared.
All right. Nice work, Chuck. We'll talk down the road a little bit. Thank you for joining us, as always.
Thank you.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon. On Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.